Hello, Internet, and welcome to the Free Rotation Podcast. I am your host for this episode, Becky, and I am joined as with my usual suspects. I
can't stop.
Hold on.
How did you fuck up suspects and substance? You're a lawyer.
We're not starting it.
Hey.
Nope, keep it in.
This is perfect.
Today with me is our normal group of friends.
There you go.
Shut up, Scoob. Shut up, Scoob.
We're not normal.
With us today is Scoob. Say hi, Scoob.
Hi, Scoob.
Say hi, Moreland.
Hi, Moreland.
Was I supposed to say hi? I'm sorry.
No, you are hi. That's a problem.
Oh, maybe.
We have our lovely producer, Angie.
Hello.
And we have two guests today.
Hold on, wait. Why can't I be lovely, damn it?
Because you're not.
You are pretty.
Thank you.
He's a princess. He's pretty.
You're definitely pretty princess.
Scoob, would you like to introduce one of our guests?
Hi, Dan. No.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
No, on the podcast today is my girlfriend, Kayla, the toucher of my wee-wee.
Oh, Jesus.
You're and also with pretty. Us is a ninja.
Wait, what?
You're not very pretty.
Oh, that's from your girlfriend.
Moreland, hold me.
No. You're not pretty.
Why are you cupping my balls? You're holding me.
You're not pretty enough to hold.
And also we have our ninja / intern, Dan. Say hi, Dan.
Where is he?
Does that mean he's our
right
nin?
There.
Does that mean he's our nintern?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Dan, like Dan, you can actually say hi this time.
A racist comment.
Can I?
Yeah.
Wait. Let us speak. Let us speak in the words Dan is used to.
That's the ninja noise.
Wait, is this Dan's first episode?
Yeah.
He was on the cabin episode.
He was on the cabin.
But he hasn't been like in a full like setup episode.
Oh, okay,
right.
Cool.
So in
no
a way,
longer, you're no longer me going. Wait, that means Dan really has narcoleptic darts. Aw, fuck.
Yeah. Dan, you put it down, please.
Why?
We don't need you hitting Scoob with it right now.
Oh, no.
So where is Jake?
He's still on a mission for dicks.
He got
to Uranus and decided to stay there for a while. And...
Oh, my God. That couldn't have gone even better than I anticipated.
He stopped at Pluto, and I explained to him that that's not what doggy style is for. So,
So guys, we actually are supposed to have a series episode this time.
Oh,
but I guess
why the fuck am I here?
I know, exactly. So today we're actually talking about some nerdy news. We have two big topics. The first is net neutrality, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard about, but might not have the actual breakdown of. And a super also serious topic is the Avengers Infinity War trailer, which Scoob basically nutted on.
I think I made it pregnant.
I had to change my pants. I watched it at work. They were confused at me.
Angie was bored.
I was bored.
Angie was like, eh.
But I felt that...
She was whelmed as fuck.
But the movie's going to be good.
I hope.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the trailer didn't do it for me.
Yeah, it's the trailer. It's like foreplay. Sometimes it gets you there, and then sometimes you're like, oh,
and
just fuck me.
Sometimes you're like, is that all you got?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
pretty much.
I'm going to need to see the full package.
The main
oh
event.
God.
The big
hey,
veiny
Moreland,
package.
Hey, Moreland. Exactly. Hey, Moreland. Hey, Moreland.
I already beat you to it.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said the big veiny package.
I was going to say the last time someone's seen your package, but there you go. You can have that one.
I actually sent it to
wait,
a girl
and I said,
earlier,
yeah,
so.
I didn't hear you. I was disagreeing with you. You said the big veiny package. I thought you said the main event.
Nope.
I got confused.
Nope.
I'm not
Moreland's not the main event. Moreland, your dick is so small, gotcha. Bitch. You're barely a side quest. You're not the main event.
Do you want to see it? I have pictures.
No, I don't.
Okay, then shut the fuck up.
Now who's being vain about their dick?
Yeah.
We have an entire episode also devoted to apparently Moreland's penis.
Hey.
If you would like to see a Moreland's dick
this
episode
really
or hear a Moreland's dick
you.
Episode, please... comment. We will do a
please
best on
please subscribe
day.
To our Patreon because well, that's probably
we,
something
I will. I was about to say we will just we won't post it on Facebook because we don't want to get banned. I mean,
yeah.
If
unless it's on Twitch, then
motherfucker.
It's okay.
I will Moreland. I will host the episode about your dick if the people.
Why are
want
you going to host the episode about my?
Because
dick?
I know it won't happen, so I know this isn't going to fuck me in the end. I realize the context of what I said.
You know what?
The
you know what? Remember the nickname that we just made for your penis, Kayla? Yeah, Kayla's going to fuck you in the ass.
Well,
Kayla, you kinky bitch.
Which one?
All of them.
Well,
you know what's not neutral? The hostility in this fucking room, unlike the internet now.
But if net neutrality does pass, this could be something that you can no longer hear.
I am so amused that you managed to like revert it right back from penis talk to net neutrality. Good job, you.
Did you say nut neutrality? I feel like you said
no,
nut neutrality.
No, I did not say nut neutrality.
Okay,
I said net neutrality, you weirdo.
Thank you.
But I feel like it's an important topic. As of this very episode release, topic. Unfortunately, by the time this episode, what's wrong? Am I a little super loud?
No, I think I
would hypnotize
myself. Okay. How bright that is.
Like, you can for those of you calling back when Angie won a duck that strobe lights, she may have broken the mechanism to make it stop strobing.
So and she gave herself an epileptic seizure.
So, yeah, so now it's just Porygon and there. Oh, it's over now.
Put it back. Put it down.
It
down. There you go.
Come when on, you're
yay. Okay.
Okay, you did it.
And he's back.
Just let it go.
Okay. Like Elsa. Anyways.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
As this episode will be posted, we will be about a week, I want to say, out from the vote for net neutrality. So it's kind of important we talk about it now because by the time we might get around to it, it might even have already happened. So
exactly.
I felt that this was an important topic to talk about, especially as a podcast. So to go around the table, kids, does anybody know what net neutrality is or don't know what it is?
I know a base amount, but I think maybe if we fill in...
I've got layman's terms of what it is, basically.
I've gotten all the stuff from him. I could use an explanation.
Well, okay.
I have explained what I knew about it today.
Well, let me explain what I know, and then we'll cover it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, they're going to take it being the free and open internet, and now they're going to, if you want to get on social media, they'll be charging you. Your provider will be.
Sort of. If you think about it, okay, I'm gonna give you
they
a have
the option to.
Yeah, right. Yes. Well, they'll take the option because capitalism.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you like the basic definition, and then we'll break it down.
And they also have the option to block.
Exactly. Right. So if they don't like you on YouTube, guess what? You'll have to pay more.
Oh, so guess what? Comcast now is partnered with Facebook. You can no longer get on Instagram. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say is I was going to...
That was just an example.
Right. Well, I was going to basically give the definition of what the principle of it is so we can start talking about it. So basically, net neutrality is the principle, and this I'm getting this off of Wikipedia because it's the easiest
It'll
way for me to
for...
say it because I'll probably speak words and that doesn't make any sense.
Well, get it while you can. So.
The internet service providers will treat all data on the internet the same and not discriminate or charge differently by user, content, website, platform, application, type of attached equipment, or method of communication. So basically, under these principles, the internet service providers are unable to intentionally block, slow down, or charge money for specific websites and online content. So to give you a little bit of history about that, before 2015, the internet was actually treated under Title I as not a utility effectively. So what would happen is ISPs could basically regulate the internet however they would want. So while there wasn't an actual strict law regarding how things on the internet could be provided, there was a concern that if with the big telecommunication or companies using the internet or providing the internet, they could block or throttle or charge you extra money for using websites.
For older folks, think of how AOL used to be. You had a set time limit you could use it a day.
Right. Yeah. So basically what would happen is there was a huge concern about the fact that really ISPs, there's only a few of them. There's really a monopoly if you think about it. Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, these are the big internet service providers.
Right.
So because nobody can work on partisan lines or bipartisan lines and it could not be codified, so there was a vote to make the internet could be considered under Title II, which Title II, if you don't know that, is actually a utility. It makes anything that comes through a utility. So anything you are provided, like telephone coverage, what happens is the service can provide you the method in which you get communication, but it can't block it. So think about if you had AT&T and AT&T could say, well, you can't call your grandmother because she lives in Colorado, or you get charged extra for calling your grandmother. Basically, that was the intent of the Title II coverage for net neutrality and the internet as well.
And that's basically what they're doing with.
Right. So basically what companies are now supposed to do is be considered a dumb line, which basically means they have no say over what gets brought over on the internet. If you're viewing Netflix, Pornhub, anything like that, they can't throttle or block you from using it or charge you. They're just there to provide you the means to use it.
But now if they repeal the net neutrality, they can now impose their morals, their beliefs, their whatever on what you do.
Well, right. And that's the concern, is that the FCC is going to repeal it. And if they repeal it, the idea for them is that deregulating the internet or deregulating net neutrality basically means you can have smaller upstart companies start being internet service providers. However, we have seen how well that has worked out in the past. You know what I mean? You see, I mean, at this point, think about where we live. How many internet service providers do you have in your area?
There's like 3 or 4.
Maybe at most.
At most.
A lot of places like around where Angie lives, you only have like 1 or 2.
I was getting
with just the city in general. There's...
Well, it's funny. Like, I can get Charter where I live. My sister, not even about a half mile down the road, mm-hmm. can't get Charter internet.
Well, I can't get U-verse here, and the U-verse tower is literally across the street.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
But they won't put it here because it's monopolized as the one company offers it here.
Yep.
So basically the idea is by deregulating, it gives more smaller upstart companies a chance to grow. The problem is we already have these big companies that already have a monopoly in a lot of areas. So let's say you get base internet for $30. That's base internet. You can go on Google, browse it, whatever. For another $10, you can use your email. So you can get all the email
Yahoo email, Google email, Hotmail, all your internet or all your email services.
Mm-hmm. Issa is very, very vocal about net neutrality.
She is.
Yeah. Well, she watches a lot of cat videos with me.
Yeah. So then for another $10, you can use Twitch, Netflix, Hulu, anything to that extent. The big problem is going to be gamers. It's mm-hmm. going to be people who use Steam, people who use the internet to create content, podcasters,
Xbox Live streamers.
Mm-hmm. Because if you are being throttled based on what you're doing, let's say you're a high popular internet streamer or whatever, think about the fact that you're probably going to have to either pay more money to use your internet, or based on how much internet you are using or what your download and upload speed is, you could be paying extra just to use it.
And not only that, but think about the privacy you're losing. Right now, neutrality, it is neutral. They can't track what you're doing.
Yeah, but as soon as they repeal that, they're gonna
know where you go.
Right.
And let me put this out there, because I feel this. Repealing net neutrality does not mean we're gonna open the pedophilia websites. That's not how this works.
No.
What it means is if you, like, let's say I want to go on YouTube. Let's say Verizon is my carrier.
Right.
Well, let's say that they aren't on affiliated with YouTube in some way. So they're gonna charge me an extra $10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. To get on YouTube. Well, it's okay, I have Netflix. Well, we're not affiliated with Netflix, so now we're going to charge you $20 to do that.
That's the concern a lot of people also have, is say you are affiliated with Comcast or you use Comcast. Well, Comcast owns XYZ company, and they provide XYZ thing or XYZ mm-hmm. programming or a website or whatever. If you try to use another website that belongs to somebody else, they're going to throttle your internet or make it more difficult for you to actually use the website itself, deterring you from wanting to use it.
So I and I'm not trying to cut it off, but just my opinion of it is, for those of you who, you know, vote, don't let them take away net neutrality.
Well,
what's going to happen is your unlimited internet plan. Yeah, that is not going to happen. It's not going to matter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it's not even that. It's useless at that point, because you're going to get throttled. Okay. I use my phone to watch usually a lot of my, you know, naughty stuff, right?
and think about it like this: to take away your privacy and to regulate, you know, your internet usage to fix a business law, to fix a monopoly on a business. Those two are not apples and oranges.
Yeah,
they're not even in the same room. You're not going to fix that.
And
it's going to be like those .com companies that popped up that failed all over the place. And who's going to pay for it? We are.
Right. And I think that a lot of this could be solved if you want to find the perfect marriage of it. You want to keep innovating technology and innovating business and internet. The way to do it would be to codify it in Congress. But the problem is you either get one side saying, no, this is a bad idea, it's going to destroy the internet, versus, no, this is your right to freedom and the freedom of information. There is a lot of arguments to also be made that this could also prohibit freedom of speech.
It absolutely will.
Especially for people who, I keep going back to streamers, but even podcasters.
Yeah, even podcasters.
That was Boo-woo. She feels very strongly.
Yeah, she's been.
Yeah, why my mic, Boo-woo? Why?
She's mm-hmm. rage clawing.
That actually was a headbutt to my mm-hmm. microphone.
But just the idea that, you know, if you create content, if you are affiliated with YouTube or Twitch,
and for some reason they don't like your content, they're gonna limit and throttle your shit.
Well, even streamers, think about how much time it takes to upload any sort of content while you're streaming. You don't realize how much work goes into streaming, but if your internet's being constantly throttled and that's your pure mode of business,
your livelihood,
you're paying more money out of the outset to actually do what you do for a living.
There are people that stream on Twitch. That is their living. They stream on Twitch 8 hours a day. That is their job.
Right.
They view it as that, and that's how they make their money. That's how they make their living.
Right.
Because they either can't do it any other way, or it's what they've grown accustomed to.
Right. Or even for us, we're podcasters, and even though we don't do it full time, you know, we use websites to host our content. We have our feed up on iTunes. We have our feed up on Google Play, plugging our stuff, so leave us a review, but whatever. I mean, whatever.
Whatever, yeah. You know.
But the idea that, say that, you know, our content is restricted to these certain websites that might not be accessed by other people, you know, that we lose kind of our business on the same side.
And we know it will happen because regardless of what they say, think about when the cable company started warning people who couldn't see like a Braves game, even here in Georgia,
right?
Because it wouldn't play up there because they had said, nope, we're not going to run Turner because, you know, such and such and so on and so forth.
Well, right. You have those strikes between companies where you can't suddenly see ABC because, you know, they didn't pay tort to be used by Comcast anymore.
Right.
And to me, I mean, there a lot of people do argue that for getting rid of it, that this is
She's out. A smart cat.
Yeah. That it was under Title I, which it had some regulation, but it was more so like, we'll see what is happening, and on the outset of it, if it's being violated, then we'll do something about it, instead of it being a dumb pipe where it had to constantly be to be constantly going regardless. You couldn't just throttle it. Nothing happened initially that had it happen, that this was only in 2015, I want to say, that this whole net neutrality thing even came out of it. But the problem is, if you think about it, and even a couple of years ago, how the internet is changing day to day, I mean, you get more people who use the internet for content. You get more people who do all of their work through the internet. Go ahead.
In my opinion, if they repeal net neutrality, the internet is dead.
Yeah,
that's not a
like
joke.
Reddit
that's
gone. You know.
Yeah, the internet is dead. We'll be back to actually.
Well, that's the argument for free speech. Is these what Reddit or like Reddit is very vocal against net neutrality. So what happens if a website that's vocal against a company is in running? You throttle it to make it go out of business.
Exactly.
And Reddit, you know, you find a lot of information on there that you don't see, and they're very outspoken against any sort of what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
I would assume censorship, because that's what this smacks up to me.
They're against censorship, but they're also, they point out stuff that happens in the government. They're very vocal about
They're big critics.
Mm-hmm. And you know, even today, all over Reddit was about the tax law and what you need to know about what they didn't tell you.
Right.
You know, like how taking away the right to abortion was in that tax law, as well as a handwritten note that nobody could read.
Right.
What did it say? Because you're signing it into law, and it could say anything.
Right, and that's the difference, I think, with how the internet is today versus how 20 years ago you would get your information. What was released through the media, which, you know, I know there's a lot of critics to the media, but that was a filter, and that to me is also, I guess, a good example of how a filter can affect what you perceive down the road.
And how do you control your public? You control their access to information.
Yeah, right. I mean, look at China. Mm-hmm. China has their own internet, and they just...
In North Korea, they have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, and this is exactly what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing. And for those of you who just like, oh, it'll pass. By the way, why do we talk about it every few years? Why can't we just not... Because it's like someone goes,
well, here's the reason why. It's because it's been considered a partisan issue that isn't codified. That's the problem. There's no law actually at stake saying that. This is...
It is a political issue,
right,
though.
And it shouldn't be.
It really is.
It shouldn't be.
Well, because nobody can agree exactly what the freedom to use the internet should be, whether it's a deregulation of the internet or whether it's the fact that these companies can't do it because they make money off of
now,
us.
What is wrong with the model the way it is now? That's what I don't get.
The proponents are saying, or people who are wanting to get rid of net neutrality, sorry. The proponents who want to get rid of it are basically saying that by regulating the use of it as kind of a utility, so basically the way it protects it is the way a telephone would work the same way, mm-hmm. that would allow for companies, smaller companies to flourish and
go belly up when it doesn't work.
Well, the idea is that it gives them more, I guess, exercise to be able to build content and be able to use the internet in a way that, I guess, helps them. I don't know exactly.
And how'd that work for the phone companies?
Right.
You still have the main.
Well, a lot of it is it's conservative. Mm-hmm. It's the conservative argument that the government should not be regulating this. But think about it. The government regulates electricity. The government regulates water. The government regulates the use of your communication outside of the internet. So it makes sense that that some sort of regulation has to be in place because, in effect, it is a utility at this point. Everybody, it's a necessity at this point. But that's what a lot of people who want to get rid of it are saying. It's not a utility. It's not a necessity.
And you know what? It's the right of the people to question the government. It's not our right to question businesses.
Right.
So if we take it out of the government's hand and give it to a business, that's it. We no longer have the right to question it or have any say in it. But with our government, we can hold them accountable.
Right.
So I understand people want to, you know, oh, the government's making laws in our personal life. No, they're not.
Right.
This is a utility. Everyone has a right to information, at least here in the United States.
But we're going to give up that right.
I can't tell you how many times, my niece has come home. Oh, I need to look something up on the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, my teacher told me, hey, go to this website for this and do this. Well, that's gonna.
If you can't afford the $12.95 to get on Wikipedia, you're gonna get a fucking F, and you're gonna be a fucking failure. You'll be a stripper who can't read more than four words.
Well, I think that's exactly.
No offense to strippers, but you get the point.
I think that's actually a good example of what it will do. Think about how the school regulates your internet usage. There's certain websites you can't get on at school.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's ways to backdoor it, but yeah,
that's irrelevant.
But that's irrelevant. That it's regulating the content in which you see things. So think about.
I'm betting that at your house.
Yeah, that's basically what it's going to do. And you know, people who make more money are going to be able to have the full package, but the people who don't.
Ah man, right. Government strangle the poor. Ah, they're mm-hmm. fine. Give them a tin can and a can of beans, they'll be all
and
right.
And the people who are hacking and backdooring, they're still going to do that. You are right. not going to stop them.
And
you
actually,
them.
In theory, they'd make it easier.
Right. And you're not going to stop them by, you know, doing this to us.
Well, it's that idea that the way things are run is so archaic. It's like and they say the same thing about laws. The laws are always 20 years behind what technology is at. So a lot of people are going to say that the idea that the internet is a utility is completely fabricated. That, you know, the company who is providing the internet should be the one regulating how the internet is run, and that there should be some repercussions to it happening. But the problem is, there's with it being repealed, there is no actual way for anybody to monitor if it is being throttled, if you're being charged more. It's basically left to the company to micromanage itself, which... Sorry, if you have ever dealt with Comcast, if you've ever dealt with AT&T, none of those companies have ever been forefront about the things they've done. Comcast got in trouble, or maybe it was Verizon, I'm not entirely sure, for throttling the use of the internet.
I want to say it was Verizon.
I think it was Verizon.
It was Verizon. It was Straight Talk, because I had the plan for a while. The $45 plan was two gigs, and then... they throttled your plan to the bare minimum. You could literally not get on get on your internet on your phone at all.
And that was considered a violation that they ended up, you know, they got in a lot of trouble for it. But the problem is, if nobody, there's no oversight to it.
Yeah, and after they repeal net neutrality. Right. Sorry, guys. Tough kids.
The problem is, it's going to keep coming up because every time we have a new partisan, whether it's Republican or Democrat, you're either going to have one side saying, no, 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 it needs to be deregulated, versus a side that's saying, no, it needs to be regulated because the companies are going to screw the small man, basically.
Yep.
So until... That's why, to me, it's so important that it actually become a law. What needs to happen is it is considered a law that basically is set in stone unless it's found to be unconstitutional by the Supreme Court.
Which it won't be found unconstitutional immediately. It'll be like 6 months to maybe 6 years. Because this is what happened. They'll repeal it. I'm like, okay, we'll just suffer for a while. Then like 2-3 years down the line, oh, this fucking sucks.
Well, I mean, at the same time, you would have to prove that there's a reason for it to the constitutionality of it to be come into criticism in the first
place.
Well,
as soon as they find one company who's throttling all the free, who's throttling all the not hate speech sites, and there's one company that's like, yay, hate speech, and right. everybody else, eh, it'll be fine.
Right, but I guess the importance of it is, especially for us, because we're also big nerds. And a lot of us play video games, and a lot of us make content.
It's not even that for me. For me, it's a free speech thing.
Well, that's true, and I'm trying to break it down to the basis to anybody. It's like, especially people who listen to our podcast, because I don't want to say that we're a politically motivated podcast that talks about everything that's going on in politics and stuff like that. But the important matter to it is a lot of people who listen to us also use the internet for work. They use the internet to play video games. Steam, anything to that extent. Just think about if you download one game and that's the entirety of your use of your internet.
Not including playing it online.
Right.
Think about Gold, Xbox Live.
Yeah, Xbox Live. Just literally just throws it all out the window.
They'll double or triple the price.
Oh, you don't want to pay for cable? You'd rather watch Netflix and Hulu like me? Well, you're going to pay for that on top of paying for it.
Like, yeah, exactly. On top of paying for the actual service of Netflix, you're going to pay for this as well.
Yeah, so those of us with unlimited data, doesn't matter.
Xbox Live will die. PlayStation Network will die. Just because, I can't use this.
Or I can't afford it.
I can't afford to pay a $50 a year for a subscription to Xbox Live or PlayStation and then pay $20 a month just to have the internet the internet usage just to be able to pay, just to be able to play my game. Oh, and then I have to pay $40 more anytime I go over my data limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And think about how often they've tried to take Wikipedia and WikiLeaks off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one of the first things we'll see is access to those pages are gone.
Yep.
Right.
And, you know, I think that also you have to be very aware of how many of your rights and your access to information is just going to disappear. And we just bleed these away, little cuts at a time. This is like death by 1,000 cuts.
Yep.
Right.
And we've already taken like 250 cuts without even blinking because we're just giving our freedoms away little by little.
Well, it's because we're complacent. That's the word that I know.
Because it's America.
It's America. And, you know, it's okay.
And we're entertained and we're not hungry.
Well, as long as we are comfortable.
As long as you can afford a certain amount.
Yeah, as long as you can afford it and you're comfortable, why do you care if somebody else doesn't have access to the internet? But then when it happens to you, you're in an outcry of it.
Yep.
Why make it toward a reactionary thing when you can be proactive about it? And that's the most important thing is please call your congressman. Please leave a message. There is 1,000 websites out there right now telling you what you can leave as a message and where to find who your congressmen are in your area. And let them know that you are not okay with this, that this vote is happening December 14th. I mean, what are you going to do after December 14th? And you say, well, I just didn't realize this was happening. You do not know how many times I have gotten so mad about seeing people on Facebook talk about.
But here's the thing. Has anyone else seen it being talked about on cable news?
No.
Exactly. Because they're not going to.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because the cable companies benefit from us being able to use YouTube and Netflix and Hulu.
Especially considering YouTube just came out with their television station.
Yeah.
And, you know, YouTube is already just losing tons of sponsorships.
Because of demonetizations.
And right. So they're already trying to put them out. Yep. Like, they really will kill off that. I mean, I can see the end of YouTube.
Yep. I can see the end of the internet. I mean, mark my words. Someone mark this down. If they pass the repeal to net neutrality, the internet is dead.
But then you have to think about the little mini games that need the internet to play.
Mm-hmm.
Your mobile phone games.
Phone bill might have an extra 99 cents a game per month.
And then the people who have the unlimited, like just do the card, like me, because I'm broke. Mm-hmm. It's not going to do anything for me. I'm not going to be able to do anything except text.
Right.
Yeah, and you're still going to get charged probably the same amount.
Yeah.
if not more, just so you can possibly have access to that.
Well, I'm a, you know, I've said this before. I'm a huge, I am a big purveyor of Twitch. The first thing I normally go home and watch is Twitch. And the idea that I'm going to have to pay $10 extra a month just to have access to it, that's bullshit. That to me is absolute bullshit.
Exactly.
And this is not us bitching like millennials like, oh, we got to pay more. This is they're literally going to choke the life out of the internet that everyone uses. But trust me, as a person who doesn't actually have internet, once you don't have it, you miss the fuck out of it. Yeah, I've got my phone. I moved to an unlimited data plan, so I kind of have the internet. But let's be honest here. Until I did that and I had 4 gigs a month, fucking blows.
Yeah.
Like, well,
it's like at any point in time, if I say, you know what, I need to go look up something about Charles Manson because
or today,
whatever.
I wanted to go look up about net neutrality. And I was able to.
And you were able to because the internet is not, you're not regulated by what's happening.
Think of it like this. And I just thought about this. Let's say you, imagine every Google search costs you $2. How many times do you search Google in a given month?
I would be screwed.
A lot.
How many times do you search Google in a given day?
I just gave it a month because it was.
But think about students.
Be a longer.
I Google a lot.
Think about students who use the internet for work or for like school. I mean, at that point, you really are.
Oh, and I use the internet at work. That's my whole.
Or every time you time you check Facebook, it's $3.
But you'd have to think about the students who can't go to the library and look through the computer, and. Newer stuff is not in the books anymore.
Right.
Right.
And they have to find stuff because teachers' plans is coming from the internet now.
That's right. Well, and even on top of my job, I'm an attorney. Most of the time, we get a new book once a year with the new updates to the law, but they're immediately updated once the laws are passed and on the internet. And not having that ability to go and check and see what is happening legally, that has legal ramifications for me and my job.
And where Dan and I work.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, you got on out there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So where Dan and I work, all of the engine manuals are online. We don't get printed copies anymore. So, I mean, if you think about, especially at a job like ours where hundreds of people are accessing an engine manual online, which is thousands of pages, and we're going to be charged. Like, I'm not saying it's going to happen. We're not saying this is going to happen.
Right. Yeah. That is that.
But this is the reality if it does
and
happen.
And it will happen. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Comcast has come out and said, oh, if this is repealed, we promise we will be open and transparent.
Horseshit.
Do you know they actually, it was pretty much set in stone that the repeal most likely is going to happen, they took that off their website. And you know who told us that? Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys said it before, like school. That I'm in school right now.
Exactly.
And everything that we do is on Blackboard. And if we had to get charged even 10 cents for every time we had to go on there, I go on there about 200 times a day.
Right.
And there's, you know, then I have to go to other websites to find it. If I have to, you know, pay $50 a day just to do one homework assignment out of the 7 I got to do, that's going to kill me.
Yeah, exactly. And it that then puts you into more debt for your school.
Yeah.
More.
It's a trickle-down effect because then the school is most likely going to really be hit with the charges for that, so they up your tuition in order to pay for that.
Exactly.
And they will give you a limit.
You know, I love how they say it's trickle-down economics. You know, money doesn't trickle down.
It
flows up. The things that trickle down is shit.
Yeah.
That's what trickles down.
Exactly.
Right. So let's.
Right down your leg, right, Scoob?
Yeah.
But I think my... I hate to always...
There's a story behind that. We'll tell it for the end of the
episode. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah.
Scoob pooped himself last weekend. Or
a week before that. Yeah. Yep. Totally shit my pants. Well,
he was so excited we went weekly.
Yeah, or a jalapeno chicken salad.
Yeah, the jalapeno chicken salad probably hit you hard.
I mean, are we going to talk... I best say, are we going to interrupt net neutrality for the...
No, but no. I would like to say
Scoob's butthole burned.
I think Kayla has something she wants to say.
No, it's just all of this, like, me and Matt and Moreland, we have minimum wage jobs. Mm-hmm. We don't get paid a lot.
I can't even afford to get brakes for my car. Because I'm trying to pay, I'm paying my car payment. I can't afford to keep my car in working condition. Because I'm paying car payment, I have rent, and other things.
So with this, we wouldn't... Eventually, there's going to be no Facebook. Nobody's going to be able to get on it.
It's going
to
be a luxury.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not going to be considered anything.
It's not a utility anymore. Yeah, it's a luxury.
It'll be a luxury that most people can't afford.
Like I said, imagine every time you check Facebook, it costs $5.
And that's the big problem a lot of people have with net neutrality is people who can't afford to pay the extra $10. You know, I think me and Angie are very lucky that we could afford it. I mean, we bitch about it because we would pay it. But at the end of the day, I do have a job that I could effectively pay for it.
In
but
theory, depending on how it works out.
Well, in theory, because you think about it, I actually work for the state office. And so a lot of times, you know, we have a high overhead because we're contracted with the state office. So things like being able to search the internet for work, that just adds more money that we have to shell out before we even get paid by the state office.
Exactly.
And then you have to think about all the companies who have to, like your company, they have to go to certain places on the internet to get their things. Mm-hmm. So depending on who you go through, because they all go through some type of cable place. Well, not really cable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But an internet provider. Mm-hmm. And once that goes up, how is it going to affect, like, I know that we have a TV in our break room. So they have some kind of cable. Mm-hmm. I don't know who. But with that, when they're paying extra to do that, so wouldn't it affect
all that's like, gonna yeah
everything I, to do I, with that store?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, it's gonna make prices go up in the store because, okay, now I have to pay to keep this TV on in the break room. Now I'm gonna charge an extra 10 cents for every customer that comes in to buy milk,
or just the updates on all of our equipment.
This, that, right. And the other. Mm-hmm. I've got to update my cash register. It's got to get an update through the internet. Well, that's going to cost me $20 per register. That's 30
well,
registers.
Well, not even that. If you
that's,
think
that's 90, you well, know, no, like 60 well, something registers that, in the store. Point,
let's say you work for that company, mm-hmm, and that they have to pay these internet service providers for, mm-hmm, them to be considered.
That comes out of your check.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're going to see be that approved to not be throttled.
And here's the thing.
So
like,
if that's coming out of the budget, then that means less people working. That's layoffs.
Exactly. I
mean, that's just business.
Yeah, and here's another part. Like, for my job, and I think y'all's is the same, we clock in, we go to Google, there's a website we go to, and it clocks in. Mm-hmm. And every time I pull up that website to clock in, because I clock, you pull it up at least 4 times a day. Clock in, out for lunch, back in from lunch, and go home. That's 4 times a day. If every one of those cost me $2, right?
Right.
That's $8 for just doing something for me working.
Even if it costs you 10 cents. Every day, you work 5 days a week.
Yeah, that's 40 cents a day times 5 days.
Yeah, so. And then for the month and for the year.
And I need to put out that this is all a hypothetical situation because every
it's
company.
It's only hypothetical because it's not fucking December 15th yet.
Well, that's the thing is, and on top of it, you know, the companies are like, no, we're not going to do that.
Horseshit.
But we don't know, and that's the scary part. We don't know what it's going to entail. The idea that maybe, yeah, it didn't happen before 2015 when all of this was set in place, that's a nice thought that it didn't happen. But now that we have had these, like, as a utility, you know, maybe now they're going to think, you know, it's a good idea. Let's do it like this, especially because YouTube, it gives you live TV now. I mean, Hulu and Netflix, they really weren't providing original content up until maybe a couple years ago.
And now you're going to have to pay them bigger than you. The reason people switch from cable to Netflix and Hulu is cheaper. Guess what's going to happen when they repeal this? It's going to be just as expensive, if not way more, than actual cable.
Right, because you're going to want to use Netflix where you're paying an extra $10 a month.
Yeah, so that's $20.
Why? Oh, that's only for this amount of data.
Right.
You want to watch 20 shows? That's an extra $10 a month. You want to watch 40 shows?
You've hit your data cap.
You
pay more money.
Yeah, and mm-hmm, now we're going to charge you even more for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like an overcharge at a bank.
It's a scary prospect, and I feel like
this is depressing the shit out of me.
I know.
Can we get to the trailer yet, quickly?
Well, I understand that. I think it's something that even though we are a smaller podcast, it's our duty.
It's a poo joke.
Here's a question I'm going to ask, just because I'm going to be Debbie Downer here. They repeal net neutrality. Do we stop the podcast? It's going to be ridiculous.
We might be stopped.
Yeah, it's not even going to be a thing.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's not even a
especially
question.
Especially if, you know, this episode's out there, who's to say?
Or even on top of it, the cost of it. I mean, right now, you know, everything,
Well, we won't. Don't get into
no. We might meet there. We might not meet there. You know.
Yeah, I might say fuck one too many
respectability
times.
Respectability factor. And,
Kayla, fucking
well,
everything
up. Well, I'm
not
saying up. That. I'm saying like the idea that it's gonna. We pay for everything right now because we aren't one of those big podcasts that they do for a full-time job at this point. We pay everything up front for our job, for basically the podcast. So what happens when the money starts getting a little bit more expensive? We host through Liberated Syndication. What if that's on one of the approved websites? So we're, what if iTunes, what if using Google Play or iTunes, you have to be an approved podcast? Right now, you basically get approved as long as you have listeners. If we are meeting their content criterion...
Which, yeah, that's the thing. Like, and yeah, we have a Patreon, but that doesn't mean anything. Because if it costs money to donate to the Patreon, why donate to the Patreon?
Well, right. It's not even that. Who's gonna have access to the Patreon?
Exactly.
Because that's a website. Mm-hmm. Are they going to have access to the website? I've got to pay $10 just to access the Patreon website to be able to give a podcast that I like money?
Or hell, even our website, our actual website. Yeah. What if it like we host it through, let's say, GoDaddy or Squarespace, but that's not one of the approved domain websites that are used
especially
by your ISP.
Since GoDaddy is one of the hosting services that everybody, the big companies seem to have a problem with, GoDaddy.
Yeah.
I can't remember why, but I do remember there was a big problem with it.
But say we host our website through it and you get throttled for even going on our website. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the idea of even being able to discover new content. You're not going to have that access as well as you would like today.
And the thing of it is, and I think we all touched on it earlier, think about how much you use the internet in a day.
Mm-hmm. I'm constantly on the internet.
Now,
it's running in the background right now, playing a game for me. Game is going, I'm not on
I'm not on, like, there's just so many apps on my phone that I use, like Kick, any of my mobile games,
Messenger's
anything.
Updating while we're sitting here. If somebody's sending us something on Messenger,
I go on poop and watch. I go on poop.
You go on poop and take a Twitch. Yes. Please tell me you go on poop and take a Twitch.
That's exactly what.
Mm-hmm. I go to poop, so I turn on Twitch. That's what I'm trying to say.
How long is your shit?
Depends.
Do you have like content?
Look.
Hold on, wait, hold on, wait. Let me have this.
And we're devolving. Here we go.
Do you have constant crusty butthole? Is that what it is?
No. What are you talking about?
I don't understand.
You take a long time too, so don't even go there.
Don't help them.
Sometimes you just want to double check, so you sit there an extra couple of minutes. Look, like, what's the point of getting up and then going right back? That's weird.
It's not even that. Sometimes I like to have the feeling of no feeling in my legs. I mean,
I knew where he was going. He said feeling. I was like, feeling what?
Feeling of no feeling in my legs.
Play.
Or just sometimes
I'm a Scatman. Get on my butthole.
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, 18 to 34 or whatever. If you want to masturbate and you want to do it privately, and hold on, privately and it not cost you an arm and a leg, don't let them repeal net neutrality.
That's true. Pornhub is going to be gone. X videos.
I swear to God, if the impassioned plea of the chronic masturbators,
any of the other, me and Dan just looked at each other like, where is he going with this? And we kind of make eye contact, like, don't look.
Oh no,
don't look at him.
All fucking five of you looked at each other. The only one who looked at me was Angie because I think
no, I was going. I was over here like this.
Okay.
Angie establishes dominance by being like, tell me more. Yeah.
Tell me more.
Orland's got a big veiny dick, but
You're getting a picture of it when we leave. So that's all I'm saying.
I swear to God, if you send me a dick pic,
you're getting a dick pic.
Do it.
I'm sorry, you're getting a Kayla pic.
I already got those.
Wait, so let me ask you're getting Dan. Ask Dan. Now that you've had an explanation, are you scared yet?
Shoot,
I'm already drowning in school debt, and I'm not even going to university. It's just a 2-year degree college, and I'm like drowning in debt, and then this is happening.
Welcome to the Marianas Trench.
You know what? And even though the money is scary, maybe they don't, you know, super jack up prices, but the freedom you just gave away.
Exactly.
You know, your access to, and you know they're going to cut. Because right now, I had to go on the internet. If you go on the internet, that's where you can actually find out what's going on in the United States.
Exactly.
I will say also, it's where Angie finds, I mean, let's all be honest. When have we all not gone on YouTube and dived down into a deep hole of things we wish we could unsee?
Or on Reddit.
Yeah.
Or Fortune. Like, that's where I find out so much stuff.
Oh, I just realized something for businesses. Amazon and eBay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean just dead too?
Like, getting into the site will cost you, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So
yeah.
What if there's a bid war and you're constantly refreshing the page? That is constantly re-entering the page. I had to do that before.
But were you defending them repealing that?
No, I think she was proving how painful it would be.
Yeah, that's what.
But I had to do it before, and there's programs that I created for. That's what I'm going to college for, programming, that will refresh the page 1,000 times in 5 seconds.
Now that cost you 10 cents, because Merlin's a big fan of using Dyn.
Not even that. The fact that you're doing it. Think about how much data you're going to end up using.
Exactly. Woo.
And
So take this for a hypothetical. Okay, the internet service providers, they stick to their word. They don't
horseshit.
They don't do anything with it. They don't jack up prices. They don't do anything like that. All of a sudden, you have this small company comes in. Oh, I'll provide internet for you in this area.
At half the price.
At half the price, but I'm going to charge you this just for access to this website, because I have a plan with this website. Mm-hmm. Everything else, I'm going to charge you extra. I can't even charge you extra for.
What those smaller companies used to do.
And then,
you know, the little small mom and pop internet companies, that's mm-hmm. exactly why they went out of business.
And as soon as they do that, and it's legal and they can do that, your Verizon, your Charter, mm-hmm. Anything else, they're going to start doing it too, and then all of a sudden those prices are just going to skyrocket. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I mean, it's already overpriced. Yeah. Let's be honest. It's already way overpriced.
And then they're going to jack it up more.
The mm-hmm. thing is, like, the people who vote, they honestly, some of them get what they're giving away, but then a lot of them just don't care that they're giving away.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we're complacent.
Mm-hmm. It's just they mm-hmm. honestly don't get the nitty-gritty part of it.
Yeah. The government has our best interests at heart. No. Government mm-hmm. is run by business now.
Yep.
We just have to face the facts.
Yeah, that's because the term lobbyist mm-hmm. exists.
Do you ever watch, I don't know why I'm going back, but if you ever watch, like, Japanese anime, the big enemy
where are you going with this? Go
ahead. No, the big enemy is always small. It's always business. It's always the big business.
She said anime, not tentacle porn.
Yeah, I didn't say hentai.
Yeah.
Which you're not going to be able to have.
Exactly.
With net neutrality.
I'm done.
If you want to.
I need my tentacle porn.
Damn straight. If they were. Go ahead, Scoop.
I don't think I can top that.
Of course not.
So, guys.
I'm depressed. Can we get on to something that's not
I
this?
Was about to say, is there any, like, wrap-up thoughts? Because I'm pretty sure we've hit... If you are not freaked out by now, then you are the problem. I'm sorry. Like, if you're not like, oh, man, we need to do something about this, you are the problem. And then when your internet is gone, you know what? It's the same thing.
And guess what happens when your internet's gone? You can't complain about it because there's no internet for you to complain on.
And even if you do agree with it, then get off the fence and support that side. Don't be a fence center.
Well, here's the thing.
I said center.
My biggest problem with people is when they don't educate themselves. We had a friend on Facebook who, I'm not getting political about it, but she literally said on Facebook, all of my friends on Facebook told me that Donald Trump was not going to win. So I didn't vote thinking that she wasn't going to win.
We've all seen, I know, we're all friends with her. So I know you all would have seen her.
And she said,
She's like, I really didn't think he would win. I'm so shocked. And she complains about it now. Bitch, you don't have a right to complain.
That reminds me.
That's why I don't complain. I'm sorry I didn't vote.
I don't vote.
But at least you can say that I didn't vote. I'm not going to complain about it.
This is actually the second time I've heard of something. Remember the Brexit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy on Achievement Hunter. And I love you, Gavin Free, and your giant nose and your slow-mo guy. And I love you. But he's in a video and he didn't vote in the Brexit. Because he didn't think it would pass. And then everybody else was like, oh, it passed. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't him. It was the other guy, the slow-mo guy, Dan. He's like, oh, I didn't vote because I didn't think it would pass. And then it passed. And it's like, oh, shit. So he's like, you fucking moron. What?
Yeah, and that's my point. She was like, well, all of my friends were saying that it wasn't going to pass. So I didn't vote because I figured he wasn't going to win. I'm just going
to
vote.
She voted for a third party.
Oh, yeah.
And she did it just to be different. She had no problems with Hillary Clinton. She just voted to be a libertarian.
Yeah, because
to be different.
Yeah, because she wanted to speak her mind and say that, really, we need a third party. Bitch, you know what? Here's the thing. I understand it. I understand the third party thing. I get it. But let me give you an education on things. We are a two-party system. And yeah, if you want to vote third party, that's fine. But wait until there's an overwhelming positive response to one candidate. Not the fact that we were like dead locked between two really stupid ass candidates. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But now look where we're at. So
I agree with what my boss said, baby carrot. Mm-hmm.
Whose dick is not veiny.
I don't know. It might
Why
be.
Why are you still talking about Moreland's dick?
Because I want to infect the internet with the veininess of Moreland's dick.
He wants to see it. He needs to see it.
He apparently wants to see it. He's gonna get it. He's gonna get a pic. Probably mm-hmm. two pictures of it later, just because.
Like an underside and an overview.
He's gonna do a close up of the vein.
Damn straight.
Put some like
that's
put a nice
straight Moreland.
You need to do a nice lens flare to it. Maybe some like
I like how she's making.
I've got a little fez for it too. So.
A sepia.
Wait, hold on. Why do you have a dick fez?
Why don't you?
Because I have a top hat.
Okay.
This is off subject, but do you know that both of y'all have glitter on your face?
Yes, because of the ornaments.
Okay. Because of sex games.
Okay, that works yes. too. Because I'm just like, I keep on seeing them.
I wasn't going to mention it, but you both looked extremely twinkly. More than normal.
You know what? I'm a pretty fairy.
Sparkles!
Wait, hold on.
Jesus, with the jam hands that no one can see but us.
Where was I going with my point? I forgot.
I don't know.
Baby
about something about
said,
it.
Yeah. Oh, something.
Okay, so... During the last election, there were, what, 60,000 some odd people that voted for Harambe?
Yeah.
As funny as the joke is, you're a fucking idiot.
I agree with what he said. Those people, whoever voted for Harambe, we should all take them out and euthanize them and just be done with it.
Mm-hmm. Because, go join Harambe.
Exactly, because that's mm-hmm. just, there's...
Mm-hmm. No, don't get me wrong. We love you, R.I.P. Harambe, but let's be honest here. Do not troll the vote for the control of your country.
There's stupidity, there's Scoob Bubble, and then there's them.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wait a second.
Oh, my God.
I had to make it a joke.
Admittedly, it didn't matter how many people showed up to vote because the Electoral College elected our president.
Exactly.
Because popular vote, Hillary won. Electoral College, Trump won. But it's still the principle of it.
Well, it's also gerrymandering, but I could go... I'm not going political about anything.
I mean, we're already too far down the
rabbit
hole.
Well, no, I'm not going into it because it's like a whole nother issue and I don't want to talk about it. I'm already pissed off as it is.
Anyways, but yeah, I just had to, my boss told me that the other day and I had to bring mm-hmm. that up just because it was very relevant.
I didn't remember the amount of people, but I remember several people voted for Harambe.
It was an mm-hmm. extremely high number.
The people who voted third party like, actually would have probably held the electoral. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was another one.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Some people
wasn't it like
in.
A very large amount, like yes. not a large, but a large amount did mm-hmm. that.
And yeah. Mickey Mouse always gets write-ins, and
well, on
it's
top,
it's like I get you're unhappy, but you are part of the problem if you do that. You're not making a point.
I get you're against turd A. I get you're against turd
B. Well, the people
B,
who want to like outright say we need to go third party, so I'm gonna vote mm-hmm. third party, even though I'm not. No, they're not.
And if you didn't
win.
Like Hillary, then you should have gotten out there and fucking voted for Bernie. Like,
yeah,
you know. Don't sit at home and then, you yeah. know, be surprised when you
Here's
wake up
thing.
One day and you're,
In 2020, when people go, okay, what's Bernie at? If he don't make it to the end, we're going to be like, oh, he done fucked up now.
Or somebody else goes
I have an idea
running.
Of who's going to run.
Someone protect Bernie Sanders. Someone make sure
no,
he makes
I think
it to
he's grooming somebody to he's take over what he's, what his whole mm-hmm. stance on things.
Well, there's been some buzz that it might be Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Do you know
I'd
be the first in line?
I'll take it.
Bam.
Yeah, but I know she has said in the past she would not run because she saw how much of a toll it took on her husband.
I mean, you can see it because he went from like...
He went
from Obama to Dambama in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I mean...
Well, he had to learn about the aliens.
I like
okay.
And,
you laugh, but I'm
and
telling
the,
you.
I didn't laugh. I agree with your ass.
And the lizard people.
One of Hillary's campaign points was that she would open the alien files when she.
That was the only thing I was excited about with Trump winning is I knew he'd have too big of a mouth to keep whether aliens were true.
And
like,
I'm sure they
the spaceship
kept it from
is
him.
Huge.
It's huge.
Oh, huge. Huge.
It's bigly.
No one has better spaceships than us. They're huge. I like my huge. Hands. They're huge.
We're gonna
they're
make huge. America's spaceship. Great again.
they're huge like my vein.
Oh,
we're gonna make Zig Bort great again. That's
I like how we always you know what we get it good, we get going, we talk serious, and then we bring it right back to where we always are.
So what you're saying,
you gotta
saying,
have it
what
at
you're
some
saying
point.
Is that sometimes the Romans are huge.
They are.
All right, guys.
Also, with Trump being president, y'all saw like even the first 2 years after Obama took, he was like slowly
yeah
he had dark hair he was still okay looking.
Yeah.
About By the time he left,
about year four, that motherfucker was like,
no, like halfway into year three, he was.
I really wish that Obama had written out on a Segway just doing like the middle finger at everybody, like, goodbye.
But it's like, you can't deny aliens exist anymore when the presidents have admitted to it. Like Hillary, Obama, I don't know if Trump has, but they've all said it.
I just.
Even as far back as John Kennedy.
I think you're the best because you. You brought net neutrality to the aliens.
Well, you won't get to hear about them.
Who the fuck you think came up with the idea of that and Velcro? I mean, shit.
And night vision goggles.
It's the hook and loop.
And night vision goggles.
It's the hook and loop.
All right.
I would like to point out that everyone kind of went to one side
and
of the
Kevlar.
Room.
So, you know, there's a guy from, I can't remember what, I guess Air Force, a military guy who was there. It said when in Roswell with the spacecraft, and he was talking about this is how we got to Kevlar, and this is how we got to night vision goggles, and this is how we got to, you know, and he named off all these other things because they reverse engineered this technology. And you know what? The government and military can't disprove him because he is one of their top security clearance, highest ranking officials.
On,
so, you know, it's there.
On the, it's I don't there. Know if it's, I think it's Discovery Channel. Not Discovery Channel, but
History Channel.
Annie, no. Baby.
X Files, Angie.
Annie, sci-fi.
No.
By the way, shout out to I don't know his name, but the guy with the hair on the.
They have
History
mysteries
channel.
At alien. Yeah. They have the mysteries at machine
at the museum. Oh, Travel
yes.
Channel.
I already said it.
Whatever.
But they also have other ones where
wait,
they have
is it
CIA
the Travel Channel?
who are ex CIA. they come in and they talk and they tell you things. Because they can't be stopped.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah. Jesse Ventura has a lot of information, but he's been so just demonized, you know, by the, you know, other government officials.
Angie, I had a thought.
What's that?
So we're talking about aliens and the Illuminati rolls right in with that.
We're really about to roll into what the fuck facts.
We're going to it.
So.
But then there's also.
With the Illuminati.
I know.
Is that what happens when you have sex with a lamp, too?
What?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, guys, so we're going to switch topics. I'm going to.
Yes.
That's a light up dildo.
Oh, God.
The faster you shake it, like those
like a shake weight.
You shake. No, no, you know this. It's like.
This two gay dudes sword fighting, like one's Obi-Wan Kadoomy. Just.
Which, by the way.
Darth Maul, your butthole.
Why doesn't one Jedi just use his mind to turn the other one's sword off? Why doesn't he just push the button?
I don't think it works that way.
But why doesn't it?
Because it's magic.
Okay.
Well, the
I
believe in
it's
aliens,
not,
but I don't know if I believe in magic.
It's not magic, it's the force.
How does that work, by the way? Because they're both real.
They're all different colors, so they're all like different kind of things. So
I think it's their energy. I don't.
Yeah.
You should talk to
it's
the
it's
so
a button.
Willpower.
It's a button.
It's a button. It is legitimate.
I can hear the fucking comment section and fucking like, well, this is how you fix this.
I would love it.
You
know
what, actually?
Someone explain to me how that doesn't happen.
You know, you should ask the Kessel Run Weekly, the people we met at Atlanta or FanFest or whatever.
Remember when you asked me which Justice League? Angie's like, you're going to get a college thesis. We're going to get a college thesis. But it would help for informational purposes.
Like, okay, I didn't think it was a button because, well, or it, I thought it was a button.
Morland also doesn't believe in the G-spot.
Sorry. Anyways.
I thought,
I don't believe in a lot of things. Mainly because I never get it.
He also doesn't believe in a thing called love.
Mainly because I never get it.
Sorry, you did this, not me.
Anyways, lightsabers, button. I think it is a button because anytime the lightsaber gets knocked out of anybody's hands, it goes off.
Yeah.
The only time you ever see it not go off is in like the third movie, the third like 1, 2, 3, not like 4, 5, 6.
The prequels.
The prequels is when Yoda throws it and throws it into somebody. And then
I think it's during the Dooku fight.
No, it's before. It's not a
button. It's an on-off switch.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think it's more of a hold it on while you're fighting, hold it on button. And if you let it go, it goes off.
We're going to get so much shit from the Star Wars
people. That can't be. It can't be that way. Because in all the video games, the Starkiller, he does the sword.
The video games aren't canon.
Yeah, but you also, I think it's
video games aren't canon.
I think it's one of the movies too.
Instead of the
normal holding it like a sword, the guy does it where the blade's behind him and he just does that cross in front of him like
Okay, he can still hold a button there. But
he can use his Jedi Force to hold the button.
That's what I think Yoda did. Mm-hmm. Is because that's the only time you ever see it is Yoda throws it one time, and when he's going into.
Mm-hmm. Thank
which
you,
is
going
to cost you $30 to use if they fucking repeal that neutrality.
Holy shit. It never fails we derail, but I liked this derailing, so it was good.
It was Yoda derailing. It's awesome.
It's something to think about.
Well, speaking of aliens, Scoob.
Infinity War trailer.
Why did you jiggle?
He jiggled his boobs.
What? Too. Why did the door open?
It's been open.
It's been open.
It's been open.
No, it just opened wider.
No, it didn't.
After the whole Pazuzu Zuzu thing, I'm a little paranoid.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
It's okay.
No,
there's been more with the little girl in the car.
I don't want to know.
I'm sorry. I'm good. I heard that. He told me all about it. I'm good. I don't.
Don't want to know.
Did we have anybody ask for that yet?
No.
Nobody's asking. Hey, Dan, you want a Ouija board?
Nope. I'm good on that.
I had a coworker
say he might be interested in it.
He can have it.
He only wants it if he really, really, really wants to give it to somebody he really doesn't like.
That's fine.
I don't want the karma coming back. He shouldn't have told us. We can't get that karma backlash.
Thanks a lot, Moreland. You shouldn't have told us that. Now you fucked it over.
No, I put it out there so we don't get the karma backlash.
Fair, good point.
Okay, good call. Yeah. Infinity Wars.
Infinity Wars trailer.
Infinity War trailer.
Oh my God, Internet. It's here.
Is it really here?
I mean, it arrived quicker than I did. Like, it was great.
I mean.
So, for those who haven't seen it, why the fuck haven't you seen it?
I just saw it tonight because I didn't care.
I'm with Dan.
My favorite thing.
Hold on, wait a minute.
My favorite thing was they had
to get out of her own house.
Yeah, that too. But no, they had a trailer for the trailer.
That's true. That's actually true.
Yes.
The very beginning is a trailer for the trailer.
Oh,
it's
shit,
like
it is.
Here we're setting up the story of the trailer.
No, the day before the actual trailer came out, they had a trailer saying that the trailer's coming out this day.
Well, did Deadpool do that for like six months before?
It was literally a day before.
Scoob,
it was
didn't
like,
you see Deadpool in the trailer?
Yeah, that's a great fucking shot. I don't know, but that does make me very, very happy about it.
Is little bit curious to my standards. But,
well, they had to make it look kind of blurry because, you know, technically Fox owns it. So it's like they want to throw out that.
Why you gotta. Why
kind
you
of like
gotta,
how the Scarlet Witch should technically be with the X-Men, but, you know, that's why she's here, but you
don't
mention.
Actually, it is canon. She's with Vision.
No, I'm talking about she's an X-Men, but she can't be in the X-Men in 20th Century Fox because they don't own the rights to Scarlet Witch.
That's why they're called the enhanced and not mutants.
And that's why, is it the Silver? Which one is she, the Surfer? Which one?
Silver Surfer?
Not the Silver Surfer.
Quicksilver.
The Quicksilver.
Her brother.
That's why he got killed off because he's also in the X-Men movies.
Because they had already had him.
Yeah. So they let them have them for that one movie for them to kill him off. That's why you don't mention, that's why they allude to who her father is. Spoiler alert, it's
Magneto.
Might not be true.
I'm just saying that's what that way they were going off of in the movie.
You want to know what the best part is in the comics? Their dad might be Wolverine. That's yet another bastard child of Wolverine.
Well, Hugh Jackman.
We're up to three now, by the way.
Hugh Jackman said that he would only come back and play Wolverine as if X-Men
almost said Warwick.
Warwick. Play a lot of League of Legends. Sorry.
That's the noise she makes when she's taking a Twitch.
That's her jacket.
Oh, you want to know what I was going to say?
Yeah,
Hugh Jackman said that he's not going to do any more Wolverine movies or anything with the X-Men unless the rights to X-Men are sold to Disney for the Marvel Universe.
I hear Sony going, okay, Disney, you win.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't do it, but other than this Deadpool being in the trailer.
What was it that you were telling us about the Iron Man suit that you were super pumped about and your titties were like hard and shit?
It wasn't just my titties. So if you look
He's not wrong, I was there.
If you look in the trailer, the reactor in Tony's chest is a different shape. It is now triangular instead of round. The popular belief is that's because they're going to give him the bleeding edge armor. Yes, but
yes, the bleeding edge armor.
Wow.
The bleeding edge armor And you know how he stores it in like a suitcase, whatever.
Yeah.
The Bleeding Edge Armor, he stores as nanobots in his bloodstream.
Right, and he can like summon it mentally.
Yeah, and it. But the thing is, at one point, the it gets corrupted. I think by Ultron, because Ultron, and so Ultron is able to so Tony's like fighting in the armor, but he can't do a shit thing about it because Ultron's controlling the armor, and Tony's like, fuck shit, this was a bad idea. So it nearly killed him.
Oh.
But.
Kind of like how Magneto controls Wolverine. Now. Said Mantium.
Skeleton. You mean he ripped it out of a skeleton and almost killed it, and did almost kill him again?
Mm-hmm. A question.
Possible answer.
In,
is this a general question or is this a scoop question?
It's actually a scoop question.
Okay.
In, well, in actually, it's probably an in general question. In the trailer, mm-hmm. you see the outfit that Spider-Man get that Tony's gonna give Spider-Man,
and it's shiny.
It's the looks like the Iron Spider.
It does.
Let me finish my thought.
Okay.
Shut up.
Okay.
you always interrupt me before I finish my thought. Let me finish my thought. Okay.
Okay.
In Homecoming, at the end of the movie, you see, does it actually in Homecoming? Does it actually look like a metal suit?
That's, no, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it is. It is the suit. It is the suit from Homecoming.
Yeah, I know that. I understand that. I wanted to know: is it supposed to be the Iron Spider?
It's supposed to be the Iron Spider suit, but mm-hmm. it's not the Iron Spider suit because the Iron Spider suit is red and gold and has spider legs on it.
That
looks much cooler than that suit.
Exactly. Okay, that's.
You know, but that's.
I'm hoping they're not playing mm-hmm. that off as the Iron Spider suit.
That's you finally get to see the spider senses go off.
Yeah, exactly.
When he's sitting there looking at his arm and the hairs go, boop, that's the spider sense. I like that. And they actually took that from real spiders because when spiders have shit happen, the hairs on their body go, boop. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
I confirm, like I used to own a tarantula and he would, if the cat got too close, his little. Because tarantulas are very furry, they're like cats, except very calm. And you can pet them, and they'll just sit for hours in one place. They're actually really nice pets. They're sweet.
And, well, I mean...
And by the way, yes, I realize Thanos looks like a purple Homer Simpson. I get it.
Mm-hmm. What?
The you ever seen that meme?
No.
It's, someone took the Thanos when he walked out of the portal, and they superimposed Homer's shirt and stuff on him and the hair. Because
Jesus.
He's bald, and, like, if you find it, it's all over Facebook.
Well, you know what I'm really excited to see is when the Green Lantern shows up in the new Marvel movie. I'm very excited.
Oh, yes. That was
I great. Really can't wait for Batman to fight Captain America. I think that's going to be a good show, you know.
It's going to be a good one.
I know, but do you know how many billionaires can you have Iron Man and Batman in one movie?
I know, right? Seriously. That's like $2 billion right there.
But you know the ultimate enemies are probably going to be the Ninja Turtles.
Angie, maybe. I can't wait till you're single again. I have so many people to introduce you to.
I can't wait until we see like the Transformers form the Power Rangers Ultron and ready to go. Voltron.
Look, all I'm gonna say is Kayla, you can't break up with him because we don't need the dark times again. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't care.
Oh
about
no, this time
that.
I'm just killing myself. It's faster.
No, we can't have that. Angie's eyes just wide. Like what the is going kidding. On? Anyways. We'll stop you.
Object.
Huh? Anybody have She's going to throw something at me. Don't let her do it.
Object. Oh, you want to just go ahead and kill him?
No, I just want to damage him.
Oh. Here?
The upper
you
body.
You motherfucker! Why would you help me get injured?
Well, why would I ask
that
fucking
help me? He's hair.
It's still going to hurt him.
Oh, that's going to hurt
him. Oh, fuck!
Actually, fuck that.
Sorry, Edge. I'll get him back in the car. It's okay.
Well, there goes getting my wee-wee touched tonight by not me!
And maybe
by the way, does it pick up the rip? Nice.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Anyways, sorry.
That was all I had to say about Infinity Wars. Like, yay, my
I think
penis
my
I honestly, turned. I didn't. I have not watched it yet. Have not. I've seen it.
She won't watch superhero movies with me because I ruin everything.
He does.
No, he's no, because he really we'll be watching. What? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even
That's
matter
not right.
If,
That's not right. That should be this. I'll pause the fucking movie
animated,
and go to the 20-minute diatribe.
That's why, like, it's kind of hard to take them to a movie theater.
That's why people don't take me to movie theaters. The last people to take me to movie theaters were them. And that's because they told me to shut the fuck up.
Wasn't it Batman
Basically. Yeah, it was.
Versus Superman?
Batman versus Superman,
But the whole
Superman,
time
yeah.
I'm sitting there going, okay, that's not...
Okay,
and
anyways,
then the Wonder Woman thing happened, and... Oh.
Anyways, if you... Like, the whole thing on Facebook, movie pilot, I think, it does the whole thing where... Is this person going to die? Is this person going to die? And it has little clips from it of everybody who's in it. throughout the trailer.
I think Superman's going to die. I don't know what I'm basing this
again?
On.
Again?
Possibly.
Really?
Yeah.
That guy dies
Captain
more...
America Superman.
That guy dies more than Wolverine. Seriously.
I know. I take great
That's
joy.
My thoughts on that.
I take great joy in knowing that by me screwing up your the timeline, you're like about to poop yourself.
He's about to start this one. I am Groot.
That's honestly my favorite person. Like, I don't like anybody. Yeah. I really don't like
I think everybody.
I am Groot. Don't you talk back to me.
Because he's teenage Groot now? Yeah.
Yes, he's teenage angsty Groot. I love it.
I am Groot. I am Groot. Like, you know Star-Lord's going to say something like, I am Groot.
No, at the end of the last movie, he did that. Didn't you see the last?
I thought that was because Drax called him, like, tree-sturbating or something. Because that was kind of how it played
no.
off.
He's like, you never come out of your room. I am Groot. What? You're going to have a family dinner with us.
I am Groot. You
and you're
going to
clean this room.
It looked terrible. All right. Well...
I would also like to point out there's several Thanos henchmen in there that are going to be really fun.
Like who?
You like Darkseid?
I fucking hate that.
Even Moreland gave up on
fucking
that
one.
No, I was actually letting you go with it. I was letting you run with it. I was like, like who? Because I did,
they're,
like
they're
I've watched
like,
the trailer
like
once.
C-list villains.
Okay. I mean.
But
Optimus
way,
Prime.
Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf.
Thank you. The way they cut it, it makes it look like Loki is the one pulling the one stone out of Vision's head.
No,
it's
it
not
did,
Loki.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not
yeah.
Loki.
No.
It's one of the...
He has the Tesseract, oh. though.
Mm-hmm. Especially because the TV turned itself on.
I don't know. Maybe I don't remember you hitting the button.
I did. I turned it off. I turned it off while we were all standing there.
All
she
right.
Did. Yeah, she went. She
I
got up and then she went.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there.
Okay.
Okay.
So, guys... Where can they find us?
Oh, we're to that point already?
Oh, no, none of us know. You answer that question.
Wait, Becky, where can they find us? We shouldn't.
Oh,
I
know. No.
Shouldn't somebody ask that?
No. Let's see what Dan can do. Dan, where can they find us?
No. Hold on. I like how halfway through that, like, if you listen to it, she's like, no. She did.
I can't help it. My inner terrorist came out.
Dan, don't stab yourself with
that. You want to. Her inner
terrorist came out. Don't stab yourself with the dart, Dan. Dan,
committing seppuku.
Put the dart on the
Sudoku.
Well, okay, maybe Kayla. Where can they find us? Dan, where they can find
that
us?
That was a terribly panicked look.
Kayla, why are you
if
giving?
Somebody just rattled it off.
Why are you giving?
Besides me.
Why are you giving her the death stare, Kayla?
You can find us on Facebook at the Free Rotation.
That's wrong.
Podcast.
Got there.
Well,
you can
I got
find
it.
Us on Twitter.
I
at
got it.
The Free
hey,
Rotation.
Becky, until they replace net neutrality and they can't find us anywhere, where can they find us?
Ooh. Oh, that's actually pretty good. You can find us on Facebook at the Free Rotation Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at the Free Rotation. You can also find us on Twitch and YouTube where we play games and do stupid shit at the Free Rotation. We also have a Patreon. You can check us out there at the Free Rotation Podcast. Please also drop us a review on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you use your podcasting app, because really it just makes us feel better and validated, and they might be gone pretty soon if net neutrality is taken away.
And we're also a part of Weeby Geeks.
Oh my God, Scoob, you get a gold star to do.
I was going to say that too. Can I have a gold star?
No, Marlon.
No, Marlon. You didn't raise your hand.
You get. I thought you were gonna say
Scoop
you get
didn't
raised.
Either.
I really would say no more than you get raised.
Sometimes
cut us up.
Cut us up. Scoop, can you tell us about Weeby Geeks?
It's no, where everything
like,
is geeks.
Yeah, it's a network of podcasts for everything geek. You can find podcasts about
geeky
internet.
Stuff.
Oh, I got this. Other topics about net neutrality.
Maybe.
How to get laid.
Maybe.
Moreland, why have you listened to that episode?
Because it doesn't exist.
It actually does. There's a podcast called Nerds Who Get Laid Sometimes.
Shut up.
Oh. Which means they get laid more than you.
Shut up. Shut up, Becky.
They have DC.
That means there's a guy whose charisma check is a 1. And someone touched his wee-wee that wasn't him.
Mine's a 1 and someone's touched my wee-wee that wasn't me.
I've also seen what did it. Their charisma's like a...
What?
they've got a negative 12 in charisma? Yeah.
No. Their charisma's actually marked out, like blacked out. It's like, no.
Charisma, what's
she
that?
She did a jack-off motion. She's like, it's black.
No, that fucking... That figure stat is just redacted, just a black line, like a government report that explains the aliens.
And also, it's the and... What?
Look how this is the outro now, because it's all tying back together.
It's okay, guys. Thanks.
And always remember, add water to your ramen before you cook it.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, whores.
Jesus.